If social media is having a negative impact on your life, this mini cast, this podcast is just for you. Welcome to iSlay, and I want to talk about how you should own and change your algorithm to meet your needs. And if it's not meeting your needs, you need to know that you can take control and you can change it yourself. The reason I want to talk about this, I was working with a client and there's just so many unhappy people. And you see people like, oh, I need to delete my Instagram or I need to take a break from TikTok. And it's because people are unhappy. And we as humans, at least I'm going to speak for myself, is I'm evolving. So what fills up my cup now is different than what filled it up a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Because as humans, we're growing and we're developing and just things don't work anymore. And I'm interested in talking about this because I feel like everyone struggles with this. And we have control over what we see. We have control over our algorithm. And what fills me up now is totally different than what fills me up, you know, a while ago. And I think it's worth having conversations around this. Maybe a little uncomfortable. It may be a little vulnerable. But that's what this podcast is about. That's what the mission is about. And I want to talk about it because it is important. And people need to hear it. And we have control. Now, with that said, that doesn't make any posts bad, right? It doesn't make anyone posting stuff that, you know, is bad, or it's just sometimes I'm like, you know, I don't want to see this anymore. Like, I don't want to see it. And it's a lot of it for me is the surface stuff. I want to consume stuff that has depth, stuff that has a positive impact on me, on my goals, on my mission. And the surface shit for me just is not it anymore. Doesn't mean I don't want to see it from time to time, or doesn't mean I'm not going to post about it. I mean, come on. I enjoy or post a thirst trap from time to time, just like everyone else. But I just don't want it to be the majority of what I consume because I'm just not at that space in my life. And once again, it doesn't make it bad. It just makes it something that we need to be mindful of. And I can't wait to have this quick little conversation. It's kind of more of just like a food for thought, a mini cast. It's going to be a short, sweet episode. And I can't wait to kick this off. Make sure to hit that follow button. Hit that follow button. Subscribe to this podcast. I'm going to be throwing out so many content, have amazing guests lined up, amazing guests in the wellness space, in mental health, in reaching your goals, and just some badasses that are going to be on the iSlay podcast because they're in on this mission. They're in on helping you guys. So why don't we go ahead and kick this mini cast off? Welcome to iSlay. This is your personal growth hub, and we are all in on you, all in on your goals and your vision, and we're going to help you build it every step of the way. Here at iSlay, our motto is, if it doesn't help you slay, we don't do it, baby. What I really wanted to do is build a brand and make personal development and health and wellness fun and sexy, because that is what it is. And this brand is a feeling. Make sure to hit that follow button, share on your social media, share it with someone that can find value in this. Thanks for tuning in, and why don't we get started? First, I just want to start by saying that social media is such a powerful tool. It is so powerful. But with its power, there is this double-edged sword. And what I mean by that is it can be full of a ton of really great value, but it can also be so negative. So negative. And that all is up to you on what you consume. And what you see is what you enjoy seeing, essentially. So if you're engaging with certain type of content, that's obviously going to be popping up more frequently, right? You engage with this, all of a sudden you're seeing this because they're so related. So it does require effort to actively change your algorithm. And I love how mine's evolving because I'm learning new things every day, but it's actively me taking the time to engage with content I enjoy, people I enjoy, real life connections of people I know and friends and stuff like that. Like, I want to see their stuff, but you know, it takes effort to truly show what type of algorithm that you want. And if you're engaging with one thing, it's going to keep bringing you that thing. That's just how it works. So I think part of it is just mindful as to what you create, or excuse me, what you engage with. And it's going to bring more of that to you. So if you hate the stuff you're seeing or it causes you to feel a certain way, step one is just being mindful of that. Like, oh my God, I keep seeing this type of shit and it just doesn't make me feel good. Like I said before, it doesn't make it bad, but it if it makes you not feel great, why see it? Like, that is up to you. And we are in control. We have the power to adjust our algorithm. So I'll use myself as an example. I'll be very vulnerable here. Is I don't, the surface stuff that we get caught up in, especially on Instagram, that's why people like TikTok. It's a little bit more real. It's just does not help me, does not add any value to my life. I've been down the path for too long and it does not fill up my bucket. I haven't gotten much from it and I'm ready to change that. And you can see that probably as I evolve with my content. Like, just scroll through my feed. You can see what I used to post and how I've, you know, experimented with different things and changed different things. And now it's, I want people to more hear my message than like just see my body. Doesn't mean I'm not gonna be, you know, posting a fitness picture or you know, a fun little shirtless one from time to time, but that's not going to be the majority. That is going to be the minority because that's who I'm evolving as a person. And I want people to hear what I have to say, and I want my content to provide value to those. That's just me using a real life example. You get to make this choice. So I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just making suggestions that I know social media, after talking with several people and getting tons of DMs, I know the harm it can do, especially to like mental health. And I think a conversation like this is just worth having, because if it's doing harm, that's when it's time to change. If it doesn't do any harm and you enjoy what you see, keep doing it. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just talking to those that really find harm or struggle in with what they're seeing and really just take control of it, because you can. You know, it's funny because the algorithm's so crazy. It's crazy smart. It really catches on to things. You know, I remember one time I was actively dating and it was going good, but not good. Like, it was kind of like, this is stressful, right? So, cause dating is stressful. And I remember my best friend, she kept sending me these dating TikToks, like just like advice and stuff like that. So then all of a sudden, all I was seeing was dating coaches and experts and people talking about dating. And that's like it. I'm like, okay, I can't see any more of this. I'm like, I'm over it. Like, I'm gonna pause the dating for a second. And then I started to engage with different things, you know, universe and manifestations and Mel Robbins and inspirational type stuff. And now that's what I see on my TikTok. So just remember, control what you see. And social media can be great, but it can also do harm. And it's okay to take a break. It's okay to just reevaluate. And I think people take shit too personally. Stop taking stuff personally. It's not personal. Nothing is really that personal. I remember seeing this meme or this picture a couple weeks ago, and people are not actively trying to make you feel like shit. At least assume that. So don't take stuff so personal, especially if you're like unfollowing or hiding stuff. Like, just do it for you. Like, no one should take offense to that. You know, people follow and unfollow me all the time. It is what it is. And I don't take it personally because I'm just like, whatever. Like, you know, sometimes we get triggered by certain things and people take shit personally. You know, if someone unfollows you, it's probably not personal. They just, maybe something is hitting them that just doesn't sit with them. And that's okay too. Or they're not getting what you want or what they want out of you or whatever it is. So don't take it personal. Control your algorithm and think of your life as an algorithm, right? Like, what you focus on, what you put your energy into, what you consume, your habits, all of these things dictate your personal life algorithm. They dictate your life. And if you think you don't have control, that is problem number one. That is problem number one. And you should really own that and take control of the outcome because you can. So I hope you found a lot of value in this podcast. It was just fresh on my mind. And I'm like, I need to talk about this. And I hope it sits well with y'all. And hey, if there's anything you want to see or hear, let me know. I'm up for suggestions. Anyone that you think would be a great guest, I'm really going hard on this and I'm really excited to do some big things. And I appreciate y'all for showing up for yourselves. I'm here to support you and I'm here to help lead the way. I think we all need a community and we all need emotional support because some of our old school leaders do not get it. They're not, you know, the people are evolving. And the people are in power right now. So And I'm talking to you, millennials. I'm talking to you, Gen Zs. We are the upcoming leaders. We are those people. We're going to lead a little bit differently, and we're going to do things a little bit differently because these old school mofos just don't got it going on. They don't understand, and no one's having it. So I'm here for you, and I support you. And you guys, let's slay. Let's fucking slay together. And remember the motto, if it doesn't help you slay, we do not do it here. So thanks for tuning in. Come back for more, and I will talk to y'all later. Okay, bye.